Hello to everybody out there in the universe. T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman, coming to you live here once again with episode number 17, High Level Conflict Mediation 2.0. The reason I titled this particular conflict 2.0 is because it was very, very complicated, and do not try this at home, in other words. So this particular conflict hails from the west side of Chicago. We had a situation where two different cliques of guys were shooting from across the street at one another, and they were terrorizing the entire block. The guys had an agreement on the block to sell drugs on one side, and the other guys had an agreement to sell a different type of drug on the other side of the block, okay? But another situation took place where a guy was released from prison, and he found out the guy across the street, from the other side, was in a relationship with his son's mother. That's what happened there. So when he came home from prison, he was really pissed off. So he just started a shootout on the block. So every day on this particular block on the west side, these guys were shooting up the block. Nobody got hit. And we're grateful to say nobody got hit, because when it comes down to violence interruption work, including the work that I do, it's all about stopping everything on the front end. So we received a phone call from some of the residents from that particular block, and they wanted to know if there's anything that we could do. So I had to, basically think about who I can get to talk to these guys over there. So I, kind of rallied up a friend of mine. Then I rallied up a couple of the violence interrupter staff that were very familiar with the guys on the block, which I knew some of the guys as well. So we visited the block to talk to both sides. We actually were invited into one of the houses from one side and talked to the guys. They said they would actually stop the shooting if the guys across the street would stop the shooting. And that's what everybody said. So at least we got started somewhere, right? So while we were talking to the guys across the street started shooting again, all right? That's why I say this is high-level mediation 2.0. Right in the midst of us talking to the guys from the one side, these guys start shooting again from the other side. So nobody got hit once again when we heard all the shots and everything taking place. So the guy that we talked to, and the other guy was in a relationship with his son's mother, he was letting us know, look here, he's willing to let it go now. He was just angry when he came home from prison that because the guy used to be his friend. Think about it, everybody. These guys were shooting at each other from right across the street. So they pretty much, they grew up around each other. They were very familiar with one another. So he was just pissed off because he thought the guy would not try to, lay down with his son's mother. So we got past that point there. So now I told the guys to hold up. Let's go talk to the guys across the street. So when we get over there across the street, the guys over there, they didn't want to talk to nobody. They were like, look here, we're not talking to nobody. It is what it is. So we had to kind of, strategize again and revisit those guys. So in the meantime, the residents were really, really uptight. They even called the police. The police showed up, but the police were not able to do a lot because no crime was being committed in their presence, in other words, right? So what we did, we came up with a strategy. I reached out to one of my good friends who really had a relationship with them guys on another level. And his name was Calvin. I just say that. I can't put his last name out because I said all the copyright, and you really can't use people's names and stuff that much when you live like this, okay? So what's going on is that Calvin, actually, his alias name was Monster. That was his name, a.k.a. Monster. And to his credit, I want to give him credit where it's due. He came up with a brilliant strategy. What he did, he had his van, and he parked his van on that block for 2 days, for 48 hours. And he would get out the van periodically and just snap on the guys, let them know, nobody bet not shoot over here. Nobody bet not shoot. Right now, he planned to stay there on that block for 2 days, and that's what he did. And while he was out there, nobody was shooting because I guess they were a little scared of Monster, even though these guys were some shooters themselves, but they respected Monster, and he stayed there. We brought him some food over there, and the guy just, he pretty much like started babysitting the block, in other words. So after the 2 days of Monster, staying in his van there, make sure nobody was shooting, the guys called me from the other side, and they were willing to talk, okay? So to make a long story short, we brought both guys to the table, both sides to the table. All the anger and hostility was pretty much resolved, and we got a chance to work out another agreement with them guys, and it led to no shooting over on that block. And we actually followed up with these guys for months after we resolved the conflict, and there had been no shooting since then. So the guys, they pretty much respected what we put down. I want to thank Monster and a lot of the good people that were involved in this particular mediation. And most important, we want to thank the guys on the block. And that's why I call this one here High Level Conflict Mediation 2.0, all right? Because it was not easy. There are a lot of moving targets in this particular mediation. So with that being said, episode number 17, I want you guys to subscribe to my YouTube channel here, T.O. Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman, and visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org. Thank you. Peace.